Your fish tank had sprung a leak.
Yes.
Troubled waters between father and son.
He started to siphon the water out, and I was trying to save some of the fish.
How many fish were there?
There's approximately 25 fish.
Should dad be on the hook?
What did you do with the fish?
I don't care about the fish. I threw them in the toilet.
Mr. Wolf, you may think it's okay. I don't.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dustin Wolf is suing his father, John Wolf, for destroying his fish tank and killing his fish in a drunken rage.
Order. All rise.
Case number 214 on the calendar, the matter of Wolf versus Wolf.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Wolf, this is your father. And I gather from your papers that you were a tenant of your father's in a home that he owns.
Yes.
He has a property that has a second house on it because these two houses are relatively close to each other. When you moved into your father's home as a tenant, you brought with you a very large freshwater fish tank.
Yes.
And at some time subsequent to moving in, you woke up in the morning and your fish tank had sprung a leak.
Yes.
Rather than doing what most normal people would do, which is to resolve that problem, you left to go to work. Before you left to go to work, you called your girlfriend. I assume that this is girlfriend.
Yes.
Who does not live with you.
No.
And you said, come over to watch my leaky fish tank and see what you can do to keep the mess to a minimum.
I actually prepared stuff around it to keep it from causing any damage. I put towels down and some stuff down before I left.
But clearly, based upon your complaint, the towels that you put around were insufficient to keep the water inside the fish tank because girlfriend, according to your complaint, soon ran out of...
Towels.
Towels.
That was much later in the day.
That's what she says. Towels. She finished the sentence. So when girlfriend, you can stand up, ran out of towels, she ran next door to your father's house looking for towels.
Yes.
How many towels had you used up before you went over to Mr. Wolf's house for assistance?
Well, this was earlier in the day, in the morning this happened. I got out of work at 5 o'clock. He said, can you, you know, keep an eye on it when I got there?
Oh, just a minute. I wasn't thinking along those lines. So this happened when you got up to go to work.
Yes.
You noticed this. And you didn't come over, what's your last name?
Ramsick.
Ms. Ramsick, you didn't come over until 5 o'clock?
That's when I got out of work.
Just a second.
Yes.
That's my question. You got out of work at 5.
Yes.
So what time did you get to his house?
5:15.
Okay. And what time had you left for work in the morning, Mr. Wolf?
At 7.
So from 7 a.m. to 5:15, it was still leaking. Ms. Ramsick.
It was dripping, yes.
It was dripping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many towels had your boyfriend put around the tank?
I think about 5.
And when you got there, were all the towels saturated?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, if they weren't saturated, why did you go over to Mr. Wolf's house?
I had said earlier when I had gotten there, I said a little bit later I might need to borrow more towels.
You said to who?
Mr. Wolf.
The defendant?
Yes.
You mean you saw him when you got there?
I didn't see him when I got there. It was maybe about 6 o'clock or something because Sheila was cooking and, you know, we usually...
Ms. Ramsick, listen to me carefully. You got there and you didn't see him at 5:15. You didn't see the defendant.
No, I was in the house.
And what was it that prompted you to go over to his father's house?
I needed help. I didn't...
You needed help because it looked as if it was becoming a more serious situation.
Correct.
Okay. Had you used any more towels to clean up? He put in 5 towels. Did you look for any others in his house?
Yes, and he didn't have any.
So he had used up all the towels he had before he left for work?
Yeah, those were the only towels he had.
So now this is your complaint, which Ms. Ramsick is going to tell me about because she was there and you were there part of the time.
Yeah.
When you went over to his house, what did you say to him?
I asked if I could borrow some towels.
And he said?
And Sheila said that he might have extra towels that I can use, and then I
asked... Just a second. You mean they didn't ask you what for?
They knew earlier in the day that the fish tank was leaking.
How do you know what they knew?
If I needed to ask for towels because...
No, how did you know what they knew? He didn't say he told his father. He said he called you to take care of it. What he said was, I called my girlfriend to take care of it because I had to go to work. I actually thought you went right over there, but clearly you didn't go over for a long time. I want you to tell me what makes you believe that Mr. Wolf Sr. knew what the problem was.
Because I had told him about it.
At what time?
Earlier, when I had gone over there around 6 p.m.
At 6 o'clock, so it was after you saw that you were in trouble. I asked you just what happened. You went to his door, you knocked on the door, and you said to him what?
Well, he wasn't home at the time when I had gotten home, so when I had gotten there later and I said I might need to borrow towels because the fish tank is dripping wet and I might need towels to clean it up.
And?
And later, you know, we were all just sitting around and later
at
night.
Who was all sitting around?
Sheila, Mr. Wolf, and the two neighbors.
And you?
And me.
So you were in their house?
We were outside of their house.
They hadn't gone in to see the fish tank?
No.
Okay, and then what happened?
I decided to go back and check on the fish tank around 9 p.m.
So you went there at 6, and then you schmoozed with them until 9. And when you got back to look at the fish tank, what did you find?
It was dripping, and I needed new towels because, I mean, they were...
Where was your boyfriend?
He
left at 7 o'clock in the morning.
He was working a storm job, so he had to work overtime.
Okay, so then... At 9 o'clock, you go back and look at the fish tank, and by this time it's pretty saturated. And you look, and there are no more towels in the house. So then you went back to Mr. Wolf Sr.'s house.
Yes.
And?
I asked him for some towels, and Sheila said, Wolf, why don't you go over and help Ashley? Because at that point, you know, the fish tank was just dripping, and I needed
to... It's been 12 hours already of just dripping.
But I'm just trying to say that it wasn't like spraying all over the place, you know. It was
a leak.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I asked if he could help me drain the tank just to the point where it wasn't at the hole.
There was a hole in the tank?
It was a pin.
It was like a pin.
Thing. A pin
prick. And I put tape over to keep it from spraying, so it was just dripping down the side of the tank.
So he came over.
He came over.
And what did he do?
And I gave him a hose to empty the tank.
You gave him a hose, or he asked you for a hose?
He asked me for a hose, and I gave him the hose.
So he came over and asked you for a hose because he was going to siphon it, something that you could have done. I mean, this is, right?
I didn't know how
to do it.
Yes.
So he said, get me a hose, and I'll siphon off the water. And?
He got really upset when...
No, just a second.
Okay.
Careful with me.
Okay.
Did he put the hose in the tank?
After he threw the water filter at the wall and threw... everything off the top of the tank onto Dustin's bed.
I don't care about that. What I care about, did he put the siphon in the tank?
Yes.
And where did he eliminate the water to?
The window.
And?
And he started to siphon the water out, and I was trying to save some of the fish.
How were you trying to... Let me ask you this question. How were you trying to save some of the fish?
Because he said he was going to empty the whole
cup. How were you trying to save some of the fish?
By taking a cup and standing on I had to stand on a chair because the tank was pretty high and try to get them out that way.
And where were you going to put the fish?
In a cup of water, the water that was already in the fish tank.
Okay. So you were going to try to save as many fish as you could. And how many fish were there?
There's approximately 25 fish.
Okay. You got to the house at 5:15. Can you explain to me why at 5:15, knowing that this was a leaky fish tank, potentially disastrous for whatever is underneath it, why you didn't empty the fish out of the tank between 6 and 9 o'clock?
Because the hole wasn't far enough to where I would have to transport the fish from one area to another. It didn't seem like that big of a crisis.
There would have been enough water left in the tank from where the hole was, that the fish could have survived without an issue.
Why didn't you siphon the water below that line before you went to work at 7 o'clock in the morning? You make it sound so easy, Mr. Wolf.
Well, because I told
you... You make it sound so easy, Mr. Wolf. All you had to do was siphon the water before you left for work.
Yeah.
By taking a hose very carefully, putting the hose in, putting it outside, let the water go down below the line where it was leaking, then you have no problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did you find it necessary to destroy living things?
Because it was ruining my property.
Tell me, no, the fish weren't ruining your property. So the water leak was ruining your property. And it had been doing it now for 12 hours.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dustin Wolf says his father, John Wolf, destroyed his fish tank and killed his fish in a drunken rage. John is countersuing for damage to his home and a false police report.
Go ahead.
I trimmed trees for the power lines, and the night before we had a big storm, so we had to do storm response, which is why I ended up having to work all day. So I can't refuse that.
Who's telling you to refuse it?
Well, I'm saying I didn't have time in the period that when I woke up and I got the call from my boss saying that we're
working. Why didn't you call your father?
He was already at work.
Is this your stepmother?
This is fiance.
Why didn't you call her?
I didn't. She
was right next door.
No, she doesn't live with him. She lives in a couple cities over. He was already at work and there was nobody else around.
How do you know he was already at work?
He leaves for work before me.
So the only one that you could call in this emergency because you had to leave and you couldn't take the time.
But it wasn't an emergency, it was dripping so slowly. And I had the towels.
Evidently not, because he's going to show me what the damage it did to the floor.
Well, I have photos that show there is no damage to the floor.
Great. So what your father did was he took out the fish tank, right? After he siphoned off water and he says it slipped out of his hand. You say he threw it.
Yes.
Well, we have photos showing that he didn't siphon all the water out. He ended up just dumping it out the window, which my bed got soaked. It soaked the entire wall, the floor, everything. I mean, the outside of the house is covered.
He soaked his wall.
Yes.
He soaked his wall.
It was on the inside of my bedroom.
He soaked his wall.
And my mattress.
He soaked his wall.
Yeah, but I'm saying he didn't siphon all the water. I have the rocks from the bottom of the tank are all down the outside of the house.
God, Mr. Wolf. How old are you?
28. But I mean, if I'm renting it from him, it's not currently his wall. It would be my property.
No, it's not your property. It's his property that he's leasing to you. So now you're suing him for property damage.
Yes.
For damaging your fish and your tank.
Yes, and a stereo receiver.
What happened to the stereo? The tank was already busted. What happened to the stereo?
Well,
when he threw the filter at the wall, when he first wanted to siphon out, he threw the filter at the wall and there's water in the filter and it got all over his stereo.
All my electronics.
What happened, Mr. Wolf, when you got to the house? I want you to describe what you saw.
Towels and pans all around the fish tank catching the water.
So what did you do?
I asked her for a hose. So I stuck it in there, started siphoning the water out the thing until it got down there, and went from there, drained it out, started taking the rocks out, drop them out the windows, you know, until I could pick this thing up and take it outside.
What did you do with the fish?
I didn't care about the fish.
Threw them out the window.
I threw them in the toilet.
Well, you know, Mr. Wolf, I can understand your frustration, sir.
Yeah.
He was also extremely intacated at the time of the event.
Maybe.
Oh, I have text messages from his girlfriend saying that he needs to take responsibility for his drunken actions.
Listen, your girlfriend was with them from 6 to 9. If he leaves for work before you do, what time does he get home?
Around 3.
And was he drinking and drunk when you were there from 6 to 9?
Yes.
Why did you stay?
I mean, because I always, like, sat around with them when they...
Well, why would you stay with somebody who was loaded?
I mean,
how long did you live in your father's house, Mr. Wolf?
Approximately 8 months.
How much rent did you pay your father?
I paid him $300 plus all utilities.
And what kind of a property is it?
It's just a small ranch.
It's a small ranch house?
Yes.
Bedrooms?
3.
And where is it located?
In Bedford, Ohio.
Is that the going rent for a 3-bedroom house on a lot of property, $300 a month where you live?
No.
So your father was giving you a break?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Wolf, I'd like you to tell me several things. Why did you, understanding that this was a slow leak in the fish tank because it had been going for a while and you knew about it since 6 o'clock?
No, I didn't. She came over later on in the afternoon, later on in the evening. I never saw her in the daytime.
No, she didn't say she came in the daytime. She said she went over to your house about 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, afternoon.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And when she came over to your house at 6 o'clock, she told you why she was there. She was there because there was a leak in the fish tank.
No, she was never there.
You're just a... Stand up. When she came over to your house, did she tell you why she was there?
I'm sorry?
When she came over to your house at 6 o'clock, did she tell you why she was at the property?
Yes.
Of course she did. She said there was a leak in the fish tank.
Yes.
And she sat around with you. Because it appeared that it wasn't an emergency. So my question to you now, Mr. Wolf, is... if you heard that there was a leak in the fish tank, and she clearly may not be the brightest bulb, because I would have taken the fish out of, if it were me, I would have taken the fish out and tried to make another arrangement for them in the event something bad happened to this tank, because a little pinhole can explode anytime. He knows that. That's why he had tape over it and he fixed it. He did everything but do the smart thing, which was drain it below that line. Why did you find it necessary to go over there as you did and destroy living things?
Because it was ruining my property.
Tell me, no, the fish weren't ruining your property. So the water leak was ruining your property. And it had been doing it now for 12 hours.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The humanity in me would have said, listen, it's not the fish's fault that the idiot left the fish tank with a hole in it. I'm going to at least try to save as many of the fish as I can before I throw out the water.
There would have been a proper way to go about it, though.
You want to do it the proper way, do it yourself.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dustin Wolf has accused his father, John Wolf, of destroying his fish tank and killing his fish in a drunken rage. John claims Dustin falsely accused him of brandishing a gun.
Now, why couldn't you take 3 minutes before going over there in a huffy snit? And I don't know whether you were drunk or not. They're going to tell me. And there's probably some evidence that you were.
Yes, I wasn't. They were drinking with me.
No, he's lying, Your Honor.
No. Did you say, just a minute, she probably was.
Mm-hmm.
Was he home?
No, he wasn't home.
So he wasn't drinking with you?
Her.
He wasn't drinking with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Wolf, you are minimally responsible for all of his dead fish.
Okay.
Now, what?
He was so irate during the whole incident. He told her that if I came home and said anything to him, he was going to shoot me.
Listen to me.
And I ended up, it got so bad when I got home that I literally had to call 911.
I know you called the police. That's part of his counterclaim. He was drunk. And part of his counterclaim is that you called the police because he was drunk and a little bit crazy. But as a result of that, he had to go down to the police station for a day or something, and it was inconvenient. That's too bad, Mr. Wolf. That's what happens when you drink and get nuts. Now, what's the cost of your fish?
I actually didn't look up the cost of the fish. Because based on the price I paid for everything, and as I was looking up the cost to replace everything.
I'm not talking about replacing. He's not replacing everything. You left a leaky fish tank. If I were the landlord and came in and found a leaky fish tank, I would have gotten rid of it too, any way that I possibly could. But the humanity in me would have said, listen, it's not the fish's fault that the idiot left the fish tank with a hole in it. I'm going to at least try to save as many of the fish as I can before I throw out the water.
There would have been a proper way to go about it, though.
You want to do it the proper way, do it yourself. Do it yourself. Call in 10 minutes late.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, what is the replacement cost for the fish?
It'd be approximately $150.
Now, your counterclaim, sir, is that the leaky fish tank destroyed part of the floor. Show me.
I also have photos of the spot where the fish tank was.
I would like to see his photos, too.
And I also have pictures of the tank and where he threw a chair at the wall because he was so aggravated. You can see there's no discoloration. There's no damage to the wall. There's nothing like that, as he's trying to claim. If you want to see the phone before it shuts off. There's no damage whatsoever.
That picture's in the closet where all the water went down into, the one I have there. There was carpet in there, and I went to pull the carpet up. It's all mold in there.
Do you have an estimate?
Sure.
To replace that part of the floor?
He has an estimate from one of his drinking buddies. It's a completely impartial estimate.
There's another company, too.
Leaky fish tank caused damage to your father's property. It was your responsibility to take care of it. You're responsible for the damage to the house. He's responsible for the death of your pets, because that's what the fish were. They were pets of yours. And I actually don't think it's the right thing to do to flush them down the toilet. You may think it's okay. I don't. So on your claim, I'm awarding you the $150 that you say would cost to replace freshwater fish. I actually thought it was much more than that for freshwater fish. However, I'm awarding your father $2,000 for the damage to his house. Judgment on the counterclaim for $1,850. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
and they claimed the phone was already broken, and they left the phone in the curb.
I'm following this baloney story.
But mom can't stand to hear it.
Stop shaking. There's no attitude here except mine.
Judge Judy.
There's a way that he could have solved it properly, and he chose to be irate, and it's just ridiculous.
He doesn't think he's responsible for anything.
He drinks, and he's out of his mind.
Yeah, just to get me in trouble and make me pay for his fish tank.
I was terrified. I've never had a grown man act like that in front of me before, ever.
You dump 25 gallons of water in a room, something's gonna happen.
They go on their business, and we go about ours.
Good riddance.